It is hour number two, Strikers Bear Family Fun Center Studio. Pat and Cook, Greg Pope, John Burton on his way back home after last night. Tennessee's loss to FAU. He is in an Uber on the way to the airport. John, what's up, buddy?
Actually, just got to the airport. So, how you doing, Greg?
Well, did Clay drive you?
No, God, no. Can you imagine Clay driving through Midtown Manhattan?
I can't.
Which way to LaGuardia?
I can't imagine Clay driving to Nashville. You know why? Because I've been with him before. So, you know,
yeah,
so.
I know. You live to tell about it. So good on you.
Last night, just some overall thoughts on Tennessee's loss.
Disappointing, you know. You look at how they dominated in the first half, but then you look at the scoreboard, and they're only up by 5 points. And, you know, sometimes you got to give the other team credit, right? FAU did a nice job of running their half-court offense and getting some open looks in that first half. They just didn't knock them down. Second half, they were able to continue that, and they did knock down those looks. And, you know, Tennessee didn't shoot well, 33%. They actually got out-rebounded, which, you know, is surprising when you consider their size advantage and their strength advantage. But, you know, I think it was Triple J who said it after the game, or one of the guys said it. And I read, you know, Gentry's column this morning in the paper, and I think he's right. They wanted it more. And, you know, I think it was one of those things when Florida Atlantic went on that run in the second half, Tennessee just didn't know how to calm down and react. And you hate to make excuses, because to me there's really no excuses for a loss like this, but you wonder how different things could have been if Ziegler had been out there running the point. I thought Mayshak did a good job, but I thought Ziegler's the type of guy that would have been able to kind of calm guys down and get them to refocus.
Well, and that's perfectly what I said as well, John, because Ziegler can create for the shooters because of his penetration or kick. He can get to the rim. He's also adds that quickness, because FAU was certainly the quicker team, more explosive team last night. So, yeah, I think that's a very fair assessment that what this team would be like with him. Overall, just we've thrown this – we had Ron Callahan on last hour. For this season, where it is, let's start with the preseason where they are top 10. They got to number 2, but then lose Ziegler, and they were a little bit of a doldrums there for a stretch. Then they come back. They beat Duke. Now they get to the Sweet 16 only once do they've ever been to the Elite Eight with Bruce Pearl. Was this season an overachievement, about what was expected, or an underachievement?
That's a great question, Greg. I don't know if I have an answer for that, to be honest with you, because, you know, like you said, you know, at one point they were scrapping for a one seed, you know, and then they stumbled down the stretch, like we talked about, you know, the injury to Ziegler. They had some other injuries too, and guys were talking in the locker room after the game about just how they, you know, overcame a lot of stuff. I don't know where to put this season. I'm sure the fans are disappointed, especially, you know, I thought after they beat Duke in the second round, I was like, all right, here we go. This team, you know, looks like they could be on their way. But you can't call it a disappointment when you make it to the Sweet 16.
No.
They give you banners for that, right? So I would say a disappointing success. A successful season with a disappointing ending. I don't know.
But my
brain's fried, Pogue.
Well,
I don't know.
That's where we are.
Right now?
No, but Pat and I think that's pretty much where everybody is. That, hey, this is, you know, it was a good season, successful season, Sweet 16. You beat Duke, and you know, and this is the good thing about it. You generate the interest of fans wanting more. You always want your fans to want more. So I would call it.
I thought the combination of them beating Duke and then Purdue, the one seed losing, I'm like, wow, this East is wide open. This really could be their year. Didn't you think that way?
And, yeah.
You know, I didn't think there was a way that, like I said, a smaller team like FAU, unless they shot the lights out, and they did. They hit a bunch of threes in that second half. You know, I thought this was a mismatch in favor of Tennessee. So, hey, that's why we play these games, right? But yeah, if I'm a Vol fan today, I'm torn. Was this a good season? Was it a disappointing season? Like I said, you can't call making it to the Sweet 16 a disappointing season, right?
Yeah, I think it's right in the middle. You know,
I agree.
And here's the other one. since I'm asking you to think this morning.
Good luck. You do so at your own risk.
That's fine. If you know. By the way, where are you? LaGuardia? What are you flying out of? Or LaGuardia?
Yeah, okay. Flying out of LaGuardia. Just drove past Citi Field, the home of the other New York team here.
Did you shoot a bird while you were driving by, or what?
No. Okay. I don't mind the Mets. You know, they're it's little brother. You know, we just pat him on the head, and, you know, and say, all right, you know, good try.
All right, here's another one from LaGuardia, John Burton. Is it time to drop the regular season Rick tag?
I would say so. Yeah. A trip to the Sweet 16, you got to drop the regular season Rick. Now we have to see if they can sustain it. You know, how much longer does Coach Barnes want to do this? You know, he's still got a lot of energy, but he's no spring chicken. So, but yeah, I always thought regular season Rick was unfair anyway.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah.
So much has to happen for a team to make a deep run in March. And like I said, guys talked about, we went through stuff that, nobody even knows this season on this team. So, yeah, I always thought regular season Rick was unfair. And I understand how frustrated fans can get. You know, I get frustrated in my teams when they don't go as far as I want them to. And I come out of the side of my mouth and say stuff like that. Oh, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I understand Vols fans' frustration. But, you know, I think regular season Rick is by and large unfair.
You know, I'm jealous of you for several reasons. One, you're better looking. Number two,
not by much.
Well, but you're not as smart, but you're better looking.
That's true.
So, no. I love Manhattan. I love going to New York City. I love the boroughs. You know, we've talked about that. I really dig that whole area. But where I am the most jealous is you got to watch Michigan State, Kansas State in overtime.
Oh, my gosh.
What a game.
Man, that was,
my gosh. I was thinking about that during the game. I go, John Burton is there. I mean, good.
I was there, man. And that was an instant classic. The crowds, both, you know, the crowds were great. Both sides, you know, the Michigan State fans and the Kansas State fans were going crazy. The atmosphere in the Garden was amazing. That's why it's the mecca of basketball, man. For moments like that, whether college or pro. So, yeah, it was exciting to be there. It was a terrific game, a lot of fun. And kudos to Kansas State for outlasting Michigan State. And, you know, I give them the advantage tomorrow. But, hey, you know, Florida Atlantic's a feisty team. They're going to fight. They're not going to lay down for Kansas State. I promise you that. But, yeah, you're right. It was a great game, and I was glad I got to watch that.
Yeah, Marquise, and Noel, we'll see about his ankle because, you know, he came back, of course, had 19 assists, an NCAA tournament record for single-game assists. But but you know how ankles swell, you know, so they could be worse, you know, he's running on adrenaline. He got back out there and everything. We'll see what happens because he turned it pretty good. You could tell.
Yep. Yeah, I saw it when it happened, and I saw him hobbling back up the court. So you're right. That's going to be a lot of treatment today, I'm sure. Ibuprofen, a lot of ice. And, you know, I'm sure he'll get out there and give it a go tomorrow, but he probably won't be 100%. So, you know, that could bode well in Florida Atlantic's favor.
Well, you
But I will say this. That was an incredible performance by him last night. Oh, yeah. Like you said, the 19 assists, all-time NCAA tournament single-game record. I think he has 47 assists in three games so far in the tournament, which I believe is another record. You may have that written down on your copious notes there.
I didn't do any copious notes. I stayed up way too late.
Attaboy.
Well, no, the only thing I needed, because there's just four games, right, that really nothing else has happened. But, you know, in all the other world of sports for us. So, although, anyway, John, it sounded like you had a good trip, man. Did we lose John?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm getting talked to by three people at once. Hold on 1 second.
Hey.
What's up? Yeah, but I got to put in my KT number. Well, yeah. I'll be there 1 second. Sorry.
Hey, John, don't get stuck in LaGuardia. Get about your business.
It's fine. I'm traveling with Bob, and he's a worry ward. He's worse than you are. He's just like, you know, our flight doesn't leave for 2.5 hours, and he's like panicking. And I'm like, it's fine. Everything's great.
Well, if you don't go, just take an Uber back down to downtown and have fun.
Exactly.
Stay
I'll
another
go back
night.
To New York City. Yeah. And, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm sure the script Howard company that owns News Channel 5 will love to put me up in another night in a hotel in Midtown Manhattan.
Yeah, well, yeah. Just hey, we missed our flight. You know, there was congestion. I was going to say, well, it's not
you know,
the hottest.
Happen.
Yeah, we went the wrong way. We got stuck in the tunnel and ended up in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, all right. Well, tell Bob I said hello, and we'll talk to you Monday. Have a good weekend, buddy.
All right, guys. I will talk to you guys Monday. Can't wait to see you.
All right.
Be well.
See you, man. John Burton from